This is Lucidism Unfiltered, the podcast where we cut through the noise and reclaim your mental freedom. No rules, no limits, just raw, unapologetic truth about life, wealth, love, and living without boundaries. Are you ready to challenge everything you thought you knew? Then you're in the right place. Hit subscribe now so you don't miss out on the conversations that are rewriting the future. And hey, if you're feeling it, leave a review and let us know how you're living free.
Okay, so today we're diving into something, well, pretty massive in its implications. Freedom.
Freedom. And not just in a, like, everyday sense, right? This is about freedom as a, well, the text calls it a driving force in human evolution.
That's exactly it. We're going deep on this excerpt from, get this, Lucidism.
Lucidism.
Yeah, it's a philosophy. And let me tell you, this excerpt does not hold back when it comes to, you know, the whole freedom thing.
Oh, is that right?
It straight up says that freedom isn't just like some nice ideal we should aim for, but actually maybe the key to our survival as a species.
Wow, that's a pretty bold claim.
Right? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's definitely a fascinating idea. The core of Lucidism, at least in this excerpt, seems to be about rejecting blind obedience and like really embracing the power of individual thought.
Interesting.
The idea, it seems, is that without that freedom to think for ourselves, to question things, explore different perspectives, you know, we become incredibly vulnerable as a species, even maybe.
It's like, it reminds me of all those, you know, those huge figures throughout history, the Einsteins, the Galileos, the Teslas.
Oh, yay.
Those who dared to think differently. This excerpt actually points to them as examples.
And, you know, what's really interesting about those figures is that they weren't just, you know, brilliant minds. They were rebels.
Rebels, yeah.
In their own right, yeah. Take Einstein, for example. I mean, he totally upended our understanding of gravity.
Jelly.
Something that had been, like, considered settled science for centuries, right? He dared to look at the universe differently, and by doing that, unlocked this whole new realm of understanding.
Absolutely.
But, and I think this is important, it wasn't easy. Imagine the pressure he must have faced, challenging these, well, established beliefs, these scientific giants who came before him.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how many other groundbreaking ideas were out there, just waiting for someone with the guts to break free from those conventional thought patterns.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the excerpt also uses this, it's a bit unsettling, this image of humanity being, and I quote, herded into smaller and smaller boxes of like acceptable thought. It's almost like a warning about what happens when this freedom of thought is chipped away at, you know, slowly eroded.
It's a powerful image for sure. And honestly, probably not too far off from reality in some ways. When we're constantly told what to think, how to behave, what is and isn't acceptable.
Right, right.
We risk losing the very capacity that allows us to innovate, to adapt as a species. It's like a muscle. If we don't use it, we lose it.
So this shrinking space for freedom of thought, that's what this whole Lucidism thing is pushing back against, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be, you know, recognizing that danger of just accepting the boxes we're put in.
The boxes, right.
Whether it's societal norms or political ideologies or even just, you know, our own, like, ingrained habits of thinking.
Okay, but let's get real for a sec. Like, someone listening to us right now might be thinking, hold on, doesn't more freedom just lead to chaos? It's a fair question, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It comes up all the time.
Right. So how does this excerpt kind of address that pushback?
Well, it makes a really important distinction between freedom and, you know, just recklessness.
Okay. Yeah.
True freedom, it argues, isn't about just doing whatever you want. Consequences be damned.
Right.
It's more about aligning your actions with a deep understanding of your place in the world. And like really taking responsibility for the impact of those actions.
So it's not just about following the rules because somebody said so. It's about what? Owning your choices and the consequences that come with them.
Exactly. Yeah. Owning the good and the bad. It's like recognizing that true freedom comes with this inherent sense of responsibility. That's not like imposed from the outside, you know, it comes from within. It's about understanding that our actions, they have ripple effects impacting not just ourselves, but, well, the larger systems we're a part of.
And that actually kind of leads into what I thought was maybe one of the most powerful messages in this whole excerpt.
Yeah.
This whole idea that your unique perspective, your ideas, even if they seem a little, I don't know, out there.
Right.
They're actually essential, like crucial.
Totally. And it goes back to that core idea of Lucidism. Again, this whole embracing individual thought thing.
Yeah.
the excerpt really emphasizes that, you know, it's often those unconventional, even those seemingly crazy ideas that lead to the most groundbreaking innovations.
Right.
It's about trusting that inner voice that says, hey, maybe, just maybe, there's a different way to see this.
Okay, love that. But how do we actually, like, put that into practice? How do we cultivate that kind of that unfiltered thinking, you know, in ourselves, in others, especially when it feels, I don't know, risky or uncomfortable?
Well, that's just it, isn't it? It's not always easy to like to really tap into that space.
No, not at all. Especially when, I mean, we're just constantly, you know, conditioned to fit in, to follow the rules, not make waves.
Absolutely. We're bombarded with messages all the time about what to think, how to act, what to buy. It's easy to feel like your own voice, your own ideas are insignificant.
Right. Like they don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But that's, I think that's really what this excerpt is pushing back against, right?
Yeah, totally. This idea that suppressing those unique perspectives, those individual thoughts, it doesn't just limit like your own potential. It potentially robs the world, you know, like robs the world of valuable insights and solutions. Imagine if those figures we talked about before, the Einsteins, the Galileos, if they had just given in to that pressure to conform, where would we be now?
It's kind of a chilling thought, actually, when you really think about it. So, okay, if we do want to, I like that term you used, flex that freedom muscle. If we want to break out of these boxes, these prescribed ways of thinking, how do we even begin?
Well, I think it starts with curiosity.
Yeah.
Curiosity about yourself and the world around you, questioning assumptions, seeking out different perspectives, even those you might not initially agree with.
Ah, I love that. Seeking out the dissenting voices. It's so easy to get, well, stuck in those echo chambers where you're only hearing from people who think exactly like you already do.
Exactly. And true freedom, it's not about surrounding yourself with, you know, people who constantly validate what you already believe.
Right, right.
It's about being open, open to having your assumptions challenged, your perspectives broadened.
This feels, I don't know, maybe even more relevant now, you know, in an age where it's just constant information overload, social polarization, it can feel really, really difficult to break out of those echo chambers.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge. But that's all the more reason to be, you know, really intentional about cultivating that freedom muscle. Because ultimately, it's not just about our own individual growth or whatever.
Right.
It's about our ability to, as a species, to navigate these really complex challenges that we're all facing together.
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here on freedom,
what's
that one thing you really hope our listeners, you know, take away from this conversation?
Remember that freedom, it's not some like abstract ideal. It's an active practice, a choice you make every single day. It's about engaging with the world with that curiosity, that courage, that unwavering belief in the power of your own unique perspective.
Because in the end, the future really does belong to those who dare to think differently.
Right.
Who challenge the status quo and embrace that, well, yeah, that sometimes messy, always exhilarating journey of true freedom.
That's it for today's episode of Lucidism Unfiltered. Remember, your freedom starts with your mind. So take what you've heard and live boldly, without apology. If this sparked something in you, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a moment of the Lucid conversation. And while you're at it, leave a review. Let us know how you're embracing your own path. Stay true, stay free, and we'll catch you next time.